In the book of Psalm, number 46, the text that claims our attention with this sanctuary service, I say to my brother, you have sitting amongst you the, what's the accolade that you just got? I'm not trying to push you, but I'm just trying to help the brother.
Outstanding Faculty of the Year.
Outstanding Faculty of the Year of the University of Virginia, sitting right in the house. Amen. You in a good place.
Congratulations.
Yeah, glory to the Lamb of God.
Yes.
Thank
Amen.
You, Jesus. This is a revisit. I want to go back to Psalm 46. We were here some time ago. I don't even remember how long ago, but I want to slip down about midway of this number. Psalm 46. We'll begin our reading at verse number 4. The word of the Lord reads on this wise. There is a river, the streams whereof shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacles of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God shall help her, and that right early. The heathens rage. The kingdoms were moved. He uttered his voice. The earth melted. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Amen.
Amen.
You may be seated. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God shall help her, and that right early. Want to thank Dr. Williams also for men's fellowship yesterday. Just me and Scotty, and then it ended up being just me and him. And thank God for being able to pour into me and me being able to receive what God is sharing with the people. Every time you miss men's fellowship, you miss a wonderful thing. I want to talk to us this morning from the subject, Something Within Me. Something Within Me, to those who are sharing with us for the first time. We are in a series of Christian consistency, always the same. And we've been talking through some ways of consistent living. And this morning, it would be a reminder that would help us in our consistent Christian living. Back in the day, you know, y'all got CDs now, you got MP3s, you got a whole bunch of stuff. You know, by the food with CD anymore. we downloading, we streaming. But back in the day, they had this thing called reel to reel. And my father would record on his reel to reel. It looked like the movie thing, but he would record, and this song, it's in your hymn book, hymn number 2382, Something Within. The words there were ringing back at me when I was in preparation for this message, and I can just hear my father singing this song on the reel to reel. The verses say, preachers and teachers would make their appeal, fighting as soldiers on great battlefields, when to their pleadings my poor heart did yield. All I can say, there is something within. Have you that something, that burning desire? Have you that something that never doth tire? Oh, if you have it, that heavenly fire, then let the world know there is something within. I met God one morning, my soul feeling bad, heart heavy laden with a bowed down head. He lifted my burden, made me so glad. Oh, that I know there is something within. The refrain goes like this: something within me that holdeth the reins. Something within me that banishes pain. Something within me I cannot explain. All that I know, there is something within. And I'm grateful today that that song came back to me, because now I am reminded that there is something within me.
Yeah.
Now, y'all might not care about what's in me, and I may not care about what's in you, but if the Lord Jesus, his spirit dwells, is on the inside of you, that's more than something.
Yes.
I'm so grateful today that I have something on the inside,
right.
Something that the enemy is mad about because he can't possess it.
That's
something
right.
that
right.
the enemy can't hold on to because he don't know how to honor God like he needs to be honored. I'm grateful that the Spirit of the living God rests on the inside of me, and that gives me peace, that gives me hope, that gives me protection. I got something within.
Yes.
So in the midst of the psalm, I'm in the middle of the psalm. I talked some time ago, the beginning of this song, about refuge, that God is our refuge and strength.
Yes.
He's our refuge. That's just a wonderful place for us to be. His refuge, the sanctuary. He is a shelter, y'all. He's protection.
Yes.
That's the kind of God we serve. He is our refuge. The psalmist starts out like that. He begins to say some things to us, because there was this army, the Assyrian army, that had been marching, coming towards Jerusalem, trying to take them out. It was Hezekiah who thought that he could buy the invaders off. He felt like I can just give y'all an enormous payday. You'll leave us alone. But you know, Sennacherib, he wasn't trying to go for that.
Right.
He said, no, ain't no way in the world I can leave y'all back here. I can't afford to leave us back here when you got somebody like Hezekiah that people are going to follow. People are going to listen to. He says, I can't do that. No. So he sends someone to go tell Hezekiah to open up the gates so that they could come in and take over.
My God.
But Hezekiah listened to good counsel.
Come on here.
There was the prophet Isaiah, who says to him, don't you do it. And he didn't. And all of a sudden, here comes the Assyrians trying to get around and overtake. Even though Sennacherib and all of them were taunting Hezekiah, they were running off the mouth at him. But as they showed up and encircled the camp, God sends an angel from heaven. Mm. One.
One.
Yeah.
And took them all out.
Come on now.
That's some good stuff right
yeah.
there. And so here it is, in the midst of their celebration, this psalm gets penned because they are grateful for the victory that God has just handed to them. He's just given them, they're just giving him praise because God has done a great thing in their life. This is wonderful. So this glorious victory here, it was so marvelous. The deliverance that the Jew and the Christian alike have turned and instinctively to this Psalm 46. Whenever disaster strikes and it seems like hope is lost, when you're going through and it seems like stuff can't help you,
right.
Psalm 46, Sister
yeah.
Watson, is one of those songs that you need to pull in and let it bathe in your spirit, that you can get the peace and the help that you need.
Yes, Lord.
Yeah, that's where it says, it seems like stuff was going to be a total disaster, but look, here comes God, and he does what he does. He does it. He can. It reminds us that God can handle in his own will, in his own time, in his own way, anything that seems like a total disaster.
Uh-huh.
So he is our refuge. Open up the text and he says the refuge that he is, our sanctuary, our protection, he is our shelter. All of that is personal. You can own that for yourself.
That's right.
Yeah. The text says our, so everybody gets included. But you can say he's my refuge.
Yeah.
It's a very powerful text. He says that there, therefore will not we fear, though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea. Some craziness can happen, but God is my refuge.
Yeah.
He is so powerful that regardless of what happens around me, he is able to keep me.
That's right.
Not just for 1 minute, but the text says it's permanent. It's forever and ever and ever. So when we get to the place of our text today, when I see this text start talking about a river, how do we go from the refuge to the river? He says that because therein our history books tell us about what river this is, because it just says there is a river.
Uh-huh.
What is the river, preacher? Well, that word river here really means constantly flowing river. You got to get that piece first. You got to get an understanding that it's not just a river.
Right.
It says it's a constant flowing river, not just a creek that, you know, every now and then when you get a little flash flood and then it dries up to nothing. No, it is a constant flowing river. Here, knowing that sooner or later, the Assyrians were going to come and besiege them. They were going to come and surround them. Hezekiah had taken wise steps. He had taken some practical steps to ensure that Jerusalem had an unfailing water supply no matter how long they were going to be under.
Come on now.
No matter how long they were going to be besieged. No matter how long trouble was going to be on them, they had to have some water.
Uh-huh.
Now, this river, the spring of Gihon, is located below the steepest eastern hill of Ophel in the deep Kidron Valley. Jerusalem's most ancient water supply was exposed to enemy attack. Mm. The enemies could get right there and you couldn't get what you... How many do y'all know that the enemy is at the place of attack in areas that you need for your own safety,
right,
for your own security, right, for your own supply? Oh my God.
Yeah.
He's there, but he can't harm you. There they are. He's there ready for attack. But Hezekiah had diverted the spring through a conduit.
Okay.
1,777 feet long and hewn out of a solid rock into a reservoir inside the city's walls. He then completely converted the ancient spring so that the enemy could not know where it was.
My Lord.
Didn't know that it was coming right there. And throughout this siege, there was a river, the streams whereof made glad the city of God.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the enemy think that they got them because they can't get to their water source. But these folks were still happy. They were still giving God glory because they had a river where the streams made glad the city of God.
Mm-hmm.
So the psalmist tells us of this river. And it was an impressive flow. And it tells us also how impotent the enemy was. The enemy couldn't do anything. If you read the text, we're going to get there. Verse 5 through 7, it talks about the enemy. There, now and again, you need to let the enemy know that you know about them. They will always want you to think that they know about you. You know how folk always go, I know, and you know I know you.
Uh-huh.
What do you know? You don't know everything. You don't know that God is keeping me. You don't know that God is protecting me. You don't know that God has his hand on me.
Yeah.
You keep fooling with me and you're going to find out.
My Lord.
All of the great strength and cunning for all of that, the enemy knew nothing of this unfailing source of inner refreshment without which the city could not have lasted more than a month or two. They had water, they couldn't last too long. Without that hidden river, Jerusalem would have fallen, not from the strength of the enemy that was on the outside, but from weakness and failure within.
All right.
Instead, the city had a secret river that kept it strong. We have a secret river that's keeping us strong.
Right. Thank you,
Lord. There was something else, however, that occupied the psalmist's mind. There was not only this marvelous river. There was also the mysterious resident. I'm in verse 5. It says, God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God shall help her, and that right early. The heathen raged. The kingdoms were moved. He uttered his voice. The earth melted. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. It says there was someone in the midst. Mm-hmm. You know, we know, of course, who it is who takes up his place in the midst of his believing people. Did y'all hear me what I said? Mm-hmm. He takes up his place in the midst of believing people, his believing people. And we see him in the midst of the temple scholars as a boy of 12. He's there in the middle of church teaching the scholars, and he's only 12 years old.
Yeah.
That's who is in the midst of her. And he's in the midst of the upper room after the resurrection.
Yeah.
The one who was dead and was buried has been resurrected, walking through walls in the upper room and saying, "Fear not, it's me.
Uh-huh.
I'm here."
Uh-huh.
Glory to God. He's in the midst of her. He's in the midst of the lampstands walking among the churches in Revelations.
Yeah.
And he's in the midst of the throne, in the midst of the cherubim, in the midst of the 24 elders in glory. He is always in the midst. Yeah, he says where two or three gathered together in my name.
Yeah.
There am I in the midst of them. He is in the midst when God's people gather together today. Every time we get together in the name of the Lord, he's right here.
Amen.
And thank Jesus we got more than two or three. Dr. Williams a day is more than two or three. And so we can be assured of the presence of God.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's right here in the midst. He was in the midst of Jerusalem when the Assyrian threatened the city from without. I told you what he did. He sent the angel down and took him out.
Yes.
And who is this mysterious resident? The psalmist tells us the Lord of hosts is with us.
Yes.
Yeah. The Hebrew reader would already know and recognize who it is, that because that word with us is Immanuel, from which comes the title we get Emmanuel, God with us.
Yes.
And so the enemy was defeated before they ever left Assyria. Can I tell you that the enemy is coming after you? You can know that they're coming, and you can see that they're coming, but victory belongs to you before they ever left where they came from.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, amen. Jesus.
Amen.
Lord, can I bring it closer to home and, you know, get away from Judah and the old Jerusalem to up and now and today? Think for a moment of the marvelous river we have within. The river that you have within. In the Bible, God the Father is set before us as a fountain of living water. That's God. He is a fountain of living water. Jeremiah, rebuking the backslidings of Israel, records the sad word from God. He says, my people have committed two evils. They have forsaken me, the fountain of living waters, and hewed them out cisterns, broken cisterns that can hold no water. He says, y'all, that there are some people that refuse to embrace me as a fountain of living water. That the water that I can give them will give them life, and it will continue to bring life. But now they have decided to pick their own barrels. And the sad truth of the matter is they pick barrels that got holes in them. They cannot hold water. But then you have God the Son. He set before us as a well of living water. When he was speaking to the Samaritan woman, Jesus said, whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again. But whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life. Yeah, I said you got rivers of water on the inside of you. Jesus, the Son of God, is a well of living water. But God, the Holy Spirit, is set before us as a river of living water. On the last great day of the feast, Jesus stood and called the people. He says, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. He that believeth on me, as the scripture hath said, out of his belly, the inside, the inner man, shall flow rivers of living water. Oh, glory to God. If you got the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, there are rivers on the inside of you flowing out of you. We have that miraculous river, y'all, within us. The Holy Spirit has come down from the throne of God to fill our hearts and provide us with a deep, unfailing reservoir of spiritual supply. We have a supply that will never run out. And watch this piece. There's no enemy that can stop him from flowing into you. And there's no enemy can stop him from flowing through you. Glory to the Lamb of God. So next time something goes wrong, you need to be reminded. Refresh your mind that you have rivers of living water running through you. We also have that mysterious resident who dwelt in Jerusalem so many years ago. Jesus said, if any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to him and sup with him and he with me. The Lord Jesus himself has come to take up residence, come to live in our hearts. So now we can shout, Emmanuel, God with us. The Lord of hosts, the text says, is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Somebody said, he's my protection. He's my peace. He's my strength. The Lord of hosts is with us. And so as we come today and understand that God is our refuge. He's our refuge, and we can be assured of our refuge, not just because the psalmist has put it here in the text, but the gospel has told us that one day on a hill called Calvary, Jesus died for us. And watch, he does not hold stuff. I heard y'all saying you can't hold everything up close. You got to let some stuff go. Jesus releases all that was within him on Calvary.
Yeah.
Did y'all hear what I said? He releases all. He releases all his blood. The blood, the blood, the blood. He releases His blood that covers.
Yes.
It covers a multitude of sin. His blood that cleanses. It washes us clean, makes us brand new. His blood that calms us.
Yes.
And the songwriter says, it soothes my doubts.
Yes.
And it calms my fears. He strengthens me from day to day.
Uh-huh.
He even releases y'all his breath. On Calvary,
yeah.
He released his breath. His breath represents his pneuma, his spirit. And he said, Father, into thy hand I commend my spirit. And he breathed his last breath. He says, look here, God, Father, hold my breath. I am giving you my breath. Hold it. You know how y'all won't sell somebody. Can you hold my purse for a minute? You know, hold you won't get it because you're gonna get it. You're gonna get it back.
Yeah.
Jesus says to the Father, hold my breath.
Uh-huh.
Hung his head in the locks of his shoulders, and he died. Died for your sin, and he died for my sin. But it was the third day morning.
Uh-huh.
Y'all know the story. The Father raised him up and gave him back his breath.
Yeah.
Not just his breath. His text says, all power in heaven and in earth, he put it in his hand.
Yes.
And he still covers me. He still cleanses me.
Yeah.
He still calms me. He still soothes me. He still strengthens me. A mighty God we serve. That's what's in me. A river of life.
Thank you, Lord.
Flowing down through me. And I need to be in a place. You need to be in a place where that river can flow not just in you, through you, but it's got to flow out of you.
Mm-hmm.
That you extend grace to somebody. You extend peace to somebody. You extend love to somebody. That only comes because there is a river flowing out of you.
Mm-hmm.
There's a river, the text says. And in the middle of it is God. And God is there to take care of your every need. I'm in the river, and torrents don't bother me because God is right there. I'm in the river, and sharks don't fear me because God is right there with me. In the midst of the river of life, there is God to take care of your every need. Think about it the next time your back is against the wall. Think about it when you feel like you're going down for the last time. Think about it when you don't see how you're going to make your way out. The river is flowing through you. God is in the midst of you. And you don't have to worry.
Thank you.
He will take good care of you. No longer do we have to, we don't have to say it's something within me. You can say it's Jesus. It's the Holy Ghost. It's the power of God.
Yes.
That's what's within me. Take that everywhere you go. Amen.
Amen.